Cuba and much more. Today is Friday, October 6, 2023. This Friday, October 6, Cuba commemorates the 47th anniversary of the sabotage bombing of Cubana Airlines Flight 455, killing all on board the commercial flight. This day in 1976, a Cubana de Aviación Flight 455 bound for Havana from Barbados was destroyed in mid-flight with a death toll of 73, an action orchestrated by Orlando Bosch and notorious terrorist Luis Posada Carriles at the service of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. Almost 40 years after the event in 2015, the complicity of the United States in that terrorist action was exposed through declassified documents where the then-Secretary Henry Kissinger showed concern about the links between the CIA and extremist groups of Cuban immigrants in South Florida. According to the memorandum, that agency had links with three of the people involved in the attack, but any role these people may have had in the demolition was carried out without the CIA's knowledge. Cuba has denounced on multiple occasions the participation of the United States in the downing of the Cubana flight, identifying as CIA agents the two Venezuelans, Hernan Ricardo and Freddy Lugo, who placed the bombs inside the aircraft by order of Luis Posada Carriles and Orlando Bosch. The new disqualified document now shows that the U.S. agencies knew about the plans long before and yet did not take any preventive action. Cuba called this Friday for a comprehensive and lasting solution to the foreign debt during a debate on macroeconomic policies and financing for development at the United Nations. Javier Guevara, third secretary of the Cuban mission to the organization, said during the forum that the countries of the South cannot move forward if they continue to carry a debt whose excessive amount hinders their efforts to focus on development. Faced with those challenges, the diplomat rejected the implementation of unilateral coercive economic measures incompatible with international law and the United Nations Charter. He stressed that Cuba has been resisting for more than 60 years an economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States, which is the main obstacle to its country's economic and social development. He pointed out that the countries of the South need concrete actions, including external financing on favorable terms, development of capacities, and transfer of technologies. In 2022, 25 countries dedicated more than one-fifth of their total revenue to servicing their external public debt. An agroecological urban agricultural project in Guantanamo, supported by the economic empowerment of women, today contributes to local human development, environmental sustainability, and quality of life in this eastern province of Cuba. The initiative, promoted by the Cuban Association of Agricultural and Forestry Technicians and the Basque Association of Euskadi Cuba Friendship, with funds from the Basque government, trains community leaders for food production in the urban agriculture program. Likewise, it seeks to strengthen the agro-productive structures of diversified farms and seeds through the empowerment of women, a purpose for which the European part allocated financing of 63,365 euros, that is more than 1,331,000 Cuban pesos. The director of the project on the Cuban side, Doctor in Agricultural Sciences, Karen Alvarado, explained to Prensa Latina that they implemented the Negro Ecological, Technical, and Environmental Training Program with a focus on gender equity, in which a total of 17 workshops have been given. Melia Trinidad Peninsula, the largest and most modern hotel facility in the Cuban province of Santi Spiritus, will be officially inaugurated with the high season, according to specialists from the Ministry of Tourism. The largest hotel complex in the tourist center of Trinidad, Cultural Heritage of Humanity, will have 401 rooms and the capacity to be self-sufficient in energy with a platform of 1,500 photovoltaic panels and a hot water system. The select area El Nivel is a space for personalized attention, private and intimate, to receive families, couples, or groups over 18 years old with a high level of services. At its opening, 245 star rooms will be put into service. The hotel will be the first of its kind in the south of the center of the island and will exchange offers with other complexes, the Northern Keys, and national destinations. The Melia Trinidad Peninsula is located on a strip of fine sand about 10 kilometers south of Trinidad. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.